Well, good day, everybody, and welcome to the Traveling Kilts podcast with your host, Jerry McPherson. This is a series where I like to take the opportunity to share important travel tips and travel stories with you. So, what do we have in store for today?
Now, picture this. You are from North America, and you're making your first trip to Europe, and you bring your phone. You make a couple of calls home, phone for a train schedule, download a movie. Then you arrive home and find a cell bill totaling more than $15,000. Sorry, that's no typo or mistake. You have just experienced the ramifications of not doing a little homework before you leave on your vacation. It sucks. If you are planning a trip and wish to have a cell phone with you, there are a few questions you should ask before you depart. If you would like to use your own cell phone, make sure you are able to use your phone abroad. Check with your supplier whether your account is designed for international use. In some cases, a new mobile account may be barred from international roaming. From your supplier, find out the international data costs. And then find out your destination's roaming fees. Now, if you're shopping for a phone, to find the right smartphone you need, determine your budget. Know your trip destinations. Determine any application needs. And know your security requirements. You then have to choose from two networks, GSM, which is Global System for Mobile Communications, or GDMA, Code Division Multiple Access. What's the difference? Well, if you'll be staying in the United States or Canada, CDMA networks provide by far the best coverage. Examples of providers include Sprint and Verizon in the USA and Bell in Canada. When it comes to Europe, Asia, a lot of South America, CDM is pretty much non-existent, and GSM networks and phones are by far the easiest option for international travelers. In the US, AT&T and T-Mobile are suppliers, and in Canada, Rogers Wireless and TELUS. Within the GSM network, different regions operate on different bands. Most North, Central, and South American countries use two bands, and most of Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia, and a few other South American countries use two other bands. A GSM phone that is a tri-band or quad band operates in both US bands, plus one or both European bands. So it works well at home or abroad. The identity of a GSM mobile phone, that's your phone number and account information, is stored on a removable fingernail-sized chip called a SIM card, which slides into the phone. A word of advice, store any phone numbers you would like to keep on your phone and not on the SIM card. If you have them on your SIM card, they'll be lost if it is removed, and the phone will not work without a SIM card. Consider paying for an unlocked phone. Many mobile operators lock the phones by altering its software to allow only subscriptions from their own network to use it, so you can't switch SIM cards. But you can usually get this lock removed or unlocked, allowing you to replace the original SIM card with one from a different company. This is especially useful if you want to use the phone in multiple countries. You can buy a different SIM card from each one. While switching SIM cards may sound intimidating, it's actually quite simple. They just pop out and you put in a new one. If you're not sure, check with your owner's manual to see how to do this. Now, here are a few things you may wish to consider on a travel phone. Reliable data and voice. GPS. Wi-Fi and a great battery life. It's also nice to include a good camera, decent storage for music, photos, or videos, and an easy way to enter text. Applications could be another important factor, so you should decide if you are just looking for a phone that does nothing more than make phone calls, or are you going to be ambitious and find something that can do internet voice calls, mobile travel blogging, etc. If applications are important to you, you may wish to focus on the top three platforms, like the iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Now, just so I can keep you confused, I'm going to throw a third option into the mix. Global phones. Now, these devices are half GDMA and half GSM. With a global phone, you use GDMA network when available and switch to GSM when outside the GDMA country. These phones use the SIM cards found on GSM phones. A few last tidbits. Texting, also known as SMS, or short message service, is much cheaper than calling, usually around 5 to 10 cents to send and nothing to receive. Potentially a little more if you're roaming outside your SIM card home country. Some Europeans might not understand the North American term cell phone. Try mobile, or if you're in Germany, handy. If your North American phone won't work in Europe, I would consider buying a new phone when you reach your destination. You can find some very reasonable deals. If you're planning to visit multiple countries, make sure it's unlocked so you can change the SIM cards as you cross the borders. Now, mobile phones aren't for everybody while traveling. If your trip is going to be short, and you'll be visiting several countries for a short period of time, or if you really want to be just on vacation, just use a payphone. Now, in the future, I'm going to be posting posts and podcasts in three different categories. I will be doing ongoing written blog posts, reviews, and updates. I'll be doing a weekly blog post with an audio feed. And about every 2 weeks, I'll be doing a video podcast. In the next few weeks, I will be posting the itinerary for the upcoming video podcasts. So if you have any questions or comments about travel tips or information you feel should be shared, let us know, and we'll see if we can work them into a podcast. To ensure you don't miss any of the blogs, posts, or podcasts, visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net and click the Rhapsody Tours blog to subscribe. You can also find us at Facebook on the Travel Tips page or on Twitter at Rhapsody Tours. Well, that's it for today. In our next video podcast, we'll look at ways to avoid luggage pilfering. Until then, have a wonderful day.
The Traveling Kilt podcasts are a division of RhapsodyTours.net.